You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Good afternoon. So, signs, right? That's sort of the message of today. There can be signs everywhere, and we simply don't see them. We just miss them. They're right in front of us, and we miss it. Or we don't want to hear it. That's another one. I got a call 5 years ago, and it was from, let's say, a leader from a pious society within the church. And this person said to me, we know the work that you do, and we know Pope Francis is about to publish this thing called Laudato Si, and it's all on climate change, and none of our folks believe in that or think it's true, or believe in the science or the signs or anything. And as a result, would you come and do something for us about this to help us? And I'm like, really, right into the fire. So I go, and what do? I walk in gently, believe it or not, and I start Franciscan Spirituality 101, Francis of Assisi and all of creation. And everybody's nodding their head. Yes, 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 I got it. We got to live in relationship with nature, and there's a right way to live in relationship, and there's a not so right way to live in relationship. Covered all the bases, took a coffee break. I needed it at that point. Come back, and then I start breaking open Laudato Si from Pope Francis, and some of them start spinning. And so I call on them, and they go on and on and on. And when they start to wind down a little bit, I said, now hold on, I just have one question. You said yes to everything we said earlier today, right? They're like, yeah. I said, that's what we're saying here, just with a little different language. It is the same thing. When we look at signs like we hear about in today's gospel and in the first reading, it really is about things that we know we should do to live simply in right relationship. One of our friars wrote a message the other day that he was a little frustrated because his Lenten penance had to do with climate change. And he said, I could live a little more simply and mindfully by, he lives in Buffalo, when I go to Tim Hortons to take my own cup. Okay? Dunkin' Donuts for here. And he was mystified because the first day he went to do this, last week in Lent, he was so proud of himself, and he gave his cup, and he watched the person that was serving him take the coffee and pour it into a paper cup, pour it into his cup, and then throw the paper cup away. So frustrated. Signs are everywhere. Signs are everywhere. But sometimes we simply don't get them. My sisters and brothers, our invitation today, we're only 1 week into this Lenten thing. We chose our penances a week ago on Ash Wednesday. Today is the check-in day, a week later, to say, did we choose well? Did we choose well that our Lenten penance is trying to address or respond to in some way the signs that are before us that are calling us to change for bigger reasons? For bigger reasons. If our penances are just for us, and to change us in some way, that's not a good reason. And the early church fathers and mothers would say, it's a really poor practice. They were in the early church always saying, if you are going to fast for Lent, that is great. That means others are eating more because that food you would have eaten is being given physically to others. Maybe a little bit more of a challenge for us to figure out how to do that in today's world. But whatever our penances are, need to affect others in some loving, good, and concrete way in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we profess. This is what we're called to do in Lent. This is how we're called to be like Pope Francis and Jonah, those prophets that put those signs before us and speak the truth of how it is we need to change in the little ways, because it does contribute to the bigger picture and the betterment of all. This afternoon, just after Mass, for those of you who want, there'll be a little pilgrimage from the chapel here on your own and your own pace down to Little Portion Farm. on the left as you head out. And we're going to have the blessing of seeds. I had no idea we could do it this early. I'm always learning something new. We're going to bless the seeds and put a bunch of them in the ground that are supposed to grow in the ground in March. The seed is for us a metaphor for today in discerning the signs of the times. A seed is pregnant with hope. How is it that we could take some seed of something in our lives and plant it within ourselves that it might grow during this Lenten season in such a way as to bloom and then be for the benefit of others come Easter? That's what we'll be doing down the farm. By the blessing and planting of these seeds, come spring, things will be growing and the food will go to the Franciscan Center to feed the poor in Baltimore. Simply a very simple image for us of a way that we could look at the signs that are given to us and respond in a way by changing our lives for the better, that it might affect the lives of many others for the good. Amen.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.